Can you really trust your iPhone? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ever since the terrorist shootings in San Bernardino last December, the FBI has been trying to hack into the iPhone of shooter Saeed Farouk in hopes of finding message files that might reveal if he had any help. But they've been flummoxed by the iPhone's rock-solid encryption system. Well, now, a judge has ordered Apple to hack its own system and open up Saeed's phone.
Within hours of the ruling, Apple's CEO said that it could lead to the tech giant being forced to build surveillance software to intercept your messages or even access your phone's microphone or camera without your knowledge.
But notice, Apple was only saying it wouldn't hack the iPhone. It wasn't saying it couldn't hack the iPhone, because it could. Apple can program an iPhone to do anything it wants. That's the nature of a computer. Now, the old dial phone in my upstairs hallway, 100% unhackable. When you hang it up, the microphone is physically disconnected. But an iPhone? You can never be sure. How do we know there isn't already a backdoor? My iPhone is always updating its operating system. It could be doing anything. You ever looked inside an iPhone? I have. It looks like Manhattan at about 5:30. All sorts of sensors and antennas, including three microphones. They could all be on. Both cameras could be on. The GPS could be tracking you, and the phone could be dark. You'd never know. Now, it's true, Apple is taking a big risk to protect our privacy, a noble thing. But the only way to be absolutely 100% sure that your smartphone isn't playing peekaboo is to lose it somewhere. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.